Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 423.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
We've decided to call an early episode today. We were literally about to have a meeting with Marina from Cameo. Hi, Marina.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not much. You're slightly off camera, so you can't see Marina if you are watching, but it's almost an ambush. It's your first podcast. We were actually just going to catch up, and we've roped you into this. But I will say, just a little intro for you, Marina. You're the head of Cameo. And
in Australia,
how do you explain Cameo?
Yeah, so nice to be here. Thanks for roping me in and ambushing me all game. So Cameo, we describe it as the digital autograph. So we started about 2 years ago, startup in Chicago, and now it's an app where you can request video shout outs from celebrities, athletes, influencers, and it's pretty much blown up.
It's amazing because it has infiltrated pop culture and cool people of the internet, like some of the, my favorite comedians, Chris D'Elia, and all these guys talking about it over in the States. And then I didn't really know it was a thing here in Australia. Ryan John came on the podcast and I've
episode asked, 402. Yep.
402. And I asked Mr. 97 to pull up a transcription of what he said about you. And what did he say?
So I get this message from the head of Cameo.
Okay, I'll just say, this is Ryan speaking. Okay,
this is Ryan speaking, yes. So I get this message from the head of Cameo Australia, Marina, saying that they're opening an Australian office because they're a Chicago startup. But I think she's a bit delusional because she messaged me and said, Ryan, I think you'd be great talent for Cameo.
Which,
I mean, a bit delusional, welcome.
As an American, I think Americans, without sounding rude, can come across rude sometimes. For instance, we saw Blunt, Gary V, like, you know, we saw him yesterday and the way he spoke to some people in the audience, I get the joke and I get how sort of abrupt. Was that rude to you, sort of calling you delusion? Like, did you find that, or you're like,
No, I've got thick skin. I thought it was pretty funny.
Are you trying to create beef between Marina and Ryan John?
Yeah. I was trying to create some kind of beef, but how weird is that? Then you and I were talking in the DMs because you saw the episode, you listened to it, and now you're in the office. Yeah, so be careful. Be careful whose DMs you slide into, because next minute you're on a podcast.
Yeah. Chicago, is there many tech companies in Chicago? What's the vibe there? What's the market like?
Yeah, so Chicago, it's really come along. I'd say in the past like 7 years, it's evolved. So we had some early wins like Groupon, the online couponing company is there. We had Braintree that sold to PayPal. And now it's just getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm.
Cameo,
great tech scene.
Cameo just secured $50 million investments to expand worldwide. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. What does that mean for someone who's heading up the Australian team? Where do you put the resources?
It means a job.
Yeah, a job's great. What does it mean? Where's that money actually go?
Yeah, so we've had so two things. So one, we're building like the Cameo team, and then we're building our marketplace. But the marketplace has two sides. So we have the consumers and the fans who purchase the Cameos, and we have our talent. So on the Cameo team, just to give you some perspective, we had at this time last year 8 employees and included the co-founders, and now we're up to, I think, about like 120.
Oh, wow.
So we have offices in Chicago, LA, UK, now Australia. So we're growing. So
it's pretty similar. We had 2 of us and we got 1. Similar growth.
Yeah. Big expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting. But the reason why we had to call this episode early is because 3D Dill, our intern, is currently in Sydney. Now, Trevor Long organized a beautiful stay. Trev actually used his points to get 3D Dill business class there.
Up the pointy end.
He got to stay at a really nice hotel.
The Pullman.
And so this is where it starts to fall apart. have you stayed at many hotels in your life?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
So from an etiquette point of view, or things to consider with a hotel, What are some of the things you need to consider when you're staying at a hotel, specifically around if you're hungry and there's, say, food in the hotel?
It's almost what's the unwritten rules,
You
know, especially if you're paying for it. Like, what do you
think about? Like, are you a mini bar eater? Do you eat stuff in the mini bar?
It depends what time of day, time of night it is.
Mm-hmm. And if Cameo is paying.
Mini bar.
if it's on Cameo. I mean, that's the reality, right? Mm. I'm one to stay away from the minibar because I know how brutally expensive it can be. I went to Vegas once. I got so much paranoia because I lifted one of the bottles that had the weight sensor that charges your room if you lift the bottle of tequila off and have it off for a certain amount of time. I put it back down, but I still don't know if they charged me because I was one of those loose 22-year-olds traveling on a credit card and it was all coming through in America. I'm like, oh.
You're still paying it off. But anyway, so Instagram stories last night, we see 3D Dill enjoying Toblerone.
Pringles.
Bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine.
Loving it.
He's never really, he's 20 years old.
20 years old.
He's not, I don't really think, based on what we're seeing, doesn't seem that he understands how hotels work.
I don't think so. I mean, one thing is he wasn't paying for it. Mm. So this is where Trevor Long comes in, the guy who organised this all, the guy who it all, if Dill misbehaves, it's on him because
he's the guardian.
He booked the flight and he also booked the hotel room.
And so his credit card was on the room. Anyway, Trev sent me a text message last night from 3D Dill saying, man, having the best time, just enjoying some free alcohol in the spa, in the bath. And we're like, what is the chances that this is actually free, right? Like, because I've only ever stayed at one hotel in Sydney, the Ovalo, that like you end up with all the stuff for free. They just include it.
Yeah, it's
like,
not Cancun, all-inclusive hotels.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not Club Med.
And so there was that. So we're wondering about that. And my girlfriend Bree said, oh, look, I've made one mistake like that before, which was assuming that breakfast, inclusive breakfast, means that you could have the breakfast upstairs in your room and it doesn't cost you anything, right?
Great in theory.
Yeah, but that's also not the case, as we know, that if you get room service breakfast, you have to pay. This morning, I look at Instagram stories and 3D Dill's enjoying a breakfast. He's in his fucking room.
He pans up from, you know, his croissant, his eggs, up to see the view of Sydney. He's in his room. Yeah.
So at this point, we're like, okay, well, we don't know. We can, like, maybe they've he's organised some form of brand deal with the hotel. Maybe he's not, you know, Trev's not footing the bill. And so then, did you just call the hotel?
No. I got a phone call from the hotel and it turns out that they had a parcel for Dill. Mm. So it gets even weirder. Someone sent him a parcel.
Yeah.
And so they were looking for the person that was staying there. His name wasn't actually on the room. It was Big Media Company, our company. Mm-hmm. And they found my number through our website.
I'm glad they updated that.
Called me through, yeah. And so anyway, they called and there was a delivery there. But I called them back because I had a question for them. I wanted to understand what the charges were to that specific room, seeing as it was under my company.
Yeah. What do you think it would be, Marina? What, like, for if you were to have some snacks and all that sort of thing, what would be an okay level of cost for when you're checking out, the additional cost?
Oh, if it's on someone else's dime, maybe $5 or $10 you're paying for, right?
Well, I think Trev is at this point.
Here's the thing. We never said eat the minibar. Yeah. I think there's just a miscommunication or a misunderstanding of what it means to be staying in a hotel. So
can we start at what the breakfast cost?
So Mason, do a line item and the cost for each.
What was the breakfast cost?
Room service, $57.
$57.
Wow. Right?
And so we haven't gotten to the fact that he did an Insta story where he was holding Toblerone wine. What was the cost of the minibar?
$126.
Which brings it to a total of
$183.
Our intern has nearly brought this whole business down. Is that the most outrageous thing that you've ever heard? I mean, he's Canadian. It's the closest. I mean, Chicago's closer to Toronto than to Melbourne. I mean, is this a cultural thing? Like, what is going on here? Can you defend 3D Dill?
Oh, I don't know. That's a lot.
That's a few cameos.
Yeah, I think we need to get 3D Dill to make his money back on Cameo.
I mean, we're going to have to reactivate the account that you set up and start getting some cash through the door.
That's a whole nother story.
The thing is, he still does not know that it cost $180. He checked out and it wasn't our credit card that was attached to it. It was Trevor, the guy who put him on the pointy end and put him up in this lovely hotel, all on points, mind you. So he actually hasn't paid. He hasn't felt like he's had to put cash out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so now he's had to just be charged $180-something.
So Trev's in a meeting right now.
Is he?
I see. So he's in the meeting till for ages.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think we should confront Dill about it, do you think?
We should call. Should we get Marina to put on? I mean, she doesn't. She can't actually do it though,
because but how are we going to hide the
number? Yeah, it comes through the number. Yeah, no, true, true, true. No, that was, it would have been a great thing if you could have done the prank call and said, "Hi, it's Marina from the hotel." The accent would have got him.
Great. It would have been perfect. Got
him. But I think we just call him in and just bring him in.
Why don't we just get an update? Ask how it was.
How was breakfast?
Yeah. Ask like what the highlight
last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolute bullshit, really, isn't it? Now that I think about it, this is not ideal.
All right.
I'm just going to bring him up on FaceTime. We'll see if he answers.
Yeah. Marina, are you excited about Australia's growth of Cameo?
Yeah, super excited. We've had a big audience from Australia for quite a while, so it's fun to actually build the talent base here too.
Yeah, I mean, I think for companies that are international, having a presence in it, it feels different. I think Australians like having someone they can actually see and speak to, because how many tech companies are out of the US? There's fake office here in Australia that they just need for a number.
Well, it's good that you're actually like getting an office and all that sort of thing too. Like the actual expansion's happening, because it feel like there's so many examples of like that sort of half-assed intro into Australia where it's like, you know, you work out of the commons, they spend $400 a month on a desk and they call it, you know, we're in Australia. Is that being something that you've been cautious of in the approach?
Yes, definitely. We want people to know that we're here and we're real. So if I do slide into your DMs, just know I'm not a robot.
Yeah.
And now you know, because you're definitely listening to the Daily Talk Show.
We totally thought she was a robot. Joke's on us now.
Yeah, no, exactly. We're just a couple of robots too. All right. So I'm going to call Dill on video, FaceTime video.
Little update.
Here we go.
3D Dill, coming to you live from Sydney, Australia.
He's probably too busy doing some crazy stuff. He was swimming this morning. He was at
Bondi. Did the walk to Bronte.
Yeah.
I mean, he's loving it. The weather up there. I mean, you've had to come to Australia. I mean, to Melbourne. We might cut you off if he jumps on, but we can continue our convo. Melbourne as a base, not Sydney. What was the thought there?
For Cameo?
For Cameo.
So I'm here in Melbourne. That's where I live. And so just happens to be Melbourne, awesome. But we're also in Sydney quite a bit. We've got a lot of talent there, obviously.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you find the difference between talent in Sydney versus Melbourne? Any specific difference?
You know, here the comedy scene's really good.
Yeah.
So we've got a bunch of comedians, and also, you know, the AFL is really big here, and we're growing that category, and it's doing pretty well. In Sydney, got, you know, a bunch of actors, influencers. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends. We have really great talent in Brisbane, Adelaide, so kind of all over.
A bunch
of
YouTubers and
the footy one is a big one. I reckon that's a huge, like, if you were to. Because the thing is, like, we don't have even, like, top TV talent in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, it's still, like, it's not comparable to some of that sort of stardom that, say, within the US. Mm. However, people absolutely idolize sports people. I think that's such a big one for Australia.
I remember, you know, back in the day as a kid having my signature book. Like a legit little red book. And I heard that the Melbourne Football Club were playing at the local field, doing some training. So we went down there and you just amazing, just like getting signatures and loving it. What I loved is years later, I mean, these people feel unattainable, which is Cameo's making the unattainable attainable.
Exactly.
And years later.
Is that a tagline or did you just come up with
that? No, I just came up with it. But you can.
It's a good tagline.
That's really good.
You can have it.
We'll get it as a snippet for you.
But, okay, 3D Dill's calling.
Dill's coming.
Do you want to screen record, Josh?
Yeah, I am. Stand by. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to.
Hang on. Good read.
Just tell him, just answer it and say you'll call you back. Oh, no, you call him.
I'm calling you back here.
I'll get back to that story about the signature.
You can say. G'day, Dill.
What's up, mate?
Look, we've got Marina from Cameo with us. We're just doing the show, and we thought would get an update on how Sydney.
Sydney's amazing. I'm about to go up and do the sky deck tour of the Sydney Eye, the big tower thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna check that out. Had the morning down at Bondi Beach, got in the ocean, went in the icebergs, pools. Mm-hmm. It was wicked.
Mate, yeah, you're looking pretty relaxed, rejuvenated. I mean, nothing could really rattle you at this point, could it?
No. Nothing can rattle me.
Yeah.
No. I just had to go back to the hotel to pick up the delivery.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Trevor Long sorted out Uber gift cards.
Oh, that's so nice.
I can navigate the city easily.
Trev has done so much for you, hasn't he?
It's amazing.
Big shout out to Trev.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Trev.
I mean, what was the highlight of the hotel stay?
The highlight of the hotel stay was probably the champagne bath that I had.
Oh, Jesus. What do you mean? You fill the bath with champagne?
There was a bottle of champagne there, and I'm not a big champagne person, and I was in the bath.
Was it? Did it taste good?
No, that's the thing. I'm not a fan of the flavor of champagne.
You had it anyway.
It went all over my... I got a video for it.
Okay. Right. And what did you do for breakfast and all that sort of thing?
I had room service breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, naturally. Uh-huh. So I got... Eggs Benedict, a bunch of toast, cereal, an assortment of croissants, donuts, and muffins.
So went all out, didn't you?
Have you done the hotel? Is this the first time you've really done a hotel deal?
This is the first time that I've been able to go to a hotel.
Yeah.
Like that. Like growing up with when my parents were supporting myself and my other sisters. Mm. It was any hotel we would go to would be kind of your standard average hotel because that's what we could afford, basically.
Well, they weren't doing free champagne and all that stuff.
Yeah. You would get your average breakfast, which is like scrambled eggs and sausage and toast and your choice of three cereals kind of a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the reason is because no hotel has fucking free champagne deal. Do you know how much it all came up to?
It was a lot.
Did you realize at the time?
No, because it was all in the fridge. I'm like, oh, they've stocked the fridge.
Mr. 97, can you please read out the bill?
Can we get the breakfast first?
We've got, and we made the call through to the hotel that informed us at the line item of each of these purchases that you made. So take it away, Mr. 97.
$57 in breakfast room service.
So, and so the thing was, Tommy had said to you breakfast
was included.
Exactly. So I thought, oh, that's fine. I'll just check off whatever I want.
Okay.
Mr. 97.
So were there prices? Like, were you just looking at prices and just ignoring them at this point?
I was ignoring them.
Mr. 97, read out what the minibar has cost Trevor Long.
So what did you have from the minibar, by the way? What did you have?
It's not what... What did I have? It's what didn't I have?
Yeah, so because you're a fucking pig, you ate everything. What was it? What did you eat?
Basically everything.
What was it? Go through the list.
There was, I'm trying to remember now. There was, I didn't drink one of the wines, but I drank one of the. There was white wine, beer, sparkling water, orange juice, Ferrero Rochers, Cadbury milk chocolate, Toblerone bar. Trying to think what else there was.
It's all right. It's on the bill. Mr. 97, read out the total cost of the minibar.
That little champagne bath dill, $126.
No way.
That's a total of $183.
What was your... So you've heard... You've obviously... You're checking out.
Yeah.
They would have told you... Well, at what point... Clearly, like, we've gotten you, you've been thinking about this, I reckon, all day, have you?
I've tried to keep it out of my mind.
Okay, he's a full-blown psychopath. All
right, so, it's in the back of my mind a little bit.
Okay, so what was the, when did you realize that things weren't all okay?
I realized it after I got out of the bath and I looked at this little sheet of paper in the kitchen and it said mini bars and then it had the pricing. I was like, oh...
Far out. And so, hang on. How have you got out of this hotel without?
You didn't have a.
I mean, what did you have? Because you know that you haven't paid for this, right? You know it's been paid for.
Yes.
Who paid for it?
That's a good question. I don't. It depends on this credit card.
Mate, out of sight, out of mind.
Did they go through Like, surely, I reckon if you worked at a hotel, you'd probably, and you saw someone had eaten all of that, they must think that you're either super wealthy or super dumb. Did you get a vibe on what they thought, which one it was?
Yeah, I don't know, because like this sweet girl came to drop off my breakfast this morning, and it came on this massive tray, and she had to like drop everything and like use both arms, and she asked me for help to bring it in.
This is absolutely outrageous. Mate, Marina, what would you do? I mean, you're heading up the Australian team. If you had an intern that you had sent to Sydney, and they ended up spending the equivalent of a night's stay on Toblerone. I mean, is that grounds for firing?
I'd maybe would have given them a heads up.
Really?
Maybe.
So, we need to idiot-proof everything that we do.
It totally went over my head to even mention that the minibar costs cash.
That's the thing. It's like if I had realized it costs all this money.
Oh, no, mate, I was just saying that's my oversight. You fucked it by eating the whole thing. Don't try and make it out like I just gave you an excuse. Not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying, where could I have gone better in this piece of the equation?
Yeah, I mean, what could you have done better, Dil, with a bit of personal reflection?
Let's not even talk about the Ubers, though. I had a $50 Uber to Bondi Beach this morning.
Really? Well, I mean, that's the thing.
Double checking whose card's on
there. Yeah, who's covering that? Was that you? Did you pay for that? Who paid for that?
No, it was like a voucher, an Uber voucher.
From Trev.
You can't bring that up.
But the Uber account is hooked up to my credit card.
Okay. So was there any lessons through all of this? Like being in Sydney, we haven't actually spoken to you since you've been away.
Yeah.
You're growing up. What are the big life lessons? If you were to have a message for 3D Dil 2 days ago, what would be
24
some of,
hours
yeah,
ago?
24
yeah.
hours ago.
Well, read the minibar list. That's what I would say.
I mean,
just avoid the minibar list at all cost. Avoid the minibar.
Yeah.
I opened the fridge and I was expecting it to be full of water and it was full of alcohol. I was like, oh, that's pretty great.
Dude, I just, if you ever go to Vegas, beware, dude. Beware.
I reckon, to be honest, though, I think probably Vegas minibars would be more affordable.
A lot of free water, but alcohol, they just sting it because they know you're stinging for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so what's on for the rest of your day now?
I'm going to do the Sydney Eye. I think it's called the Sydney Eye.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up on the top deck and do the little walk around thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go and spend the afternoon with Ben Forum.
Oh, great.
We're going to chill. We're going to have some good old loving time. And then I'm going to take an Uber Lux back to the airport.
Jesus. Is this Dave. Because how many credits did you get from Trev?
$250.
Yeah, wow. And how many were for us versus
and this is the
yourself.
Amazing thing, right? You've literally, this is the closest thing that the Daily Talk Show has gotten to some sort of sugar daddy situation. But we are right in the middle of it. I don't know how to feel.
And we've reaped zero benefit
I feel bad for Trev. I'm sure there's a conversation that Trev's having to have
with his accountant, with his accountant about liquidation.
Yeah, with his wife.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's putting these charges on his card at the hotel? That would go down bad with my wife.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Yeah, it's the craziest thing. Like, because Bree saw it last night on Instagram, and no one assumes.
Yeah.
Like everyone assumes that you're super onto everything, Dil. So everyone's first thought is like, man, like they're really looking after him with all this free stuff. Like we never assumed that you, yeah. I mean, the other time, Marina, he went to a pharmacist, like a chemist, and without paying, he took the whole. They put the prescriptions in the plastic thing, and he just walked out, and they had to stop him and say, "What are you doing? We're dealing with an alien."
That's the thing. Like we do it differently in Canada. So I was like, oh, you gave me this box.
Oh, I got to say, the mini bar is global. Universal. Yeah. So there's a lesson for you that you can take anywhere around the world.
Probably the lesson is, if you haven't ever had to hand over a piece of cash, just question it.
Well, but the thing is, we've spoiled him, or Trev has spoiled him, because he's flying business class. He's not spending any money. What did you eat at the lounge?
Oh, man, what didn't I eat at the lounge? Give me 2.5 seconds and I'll tell you.
Oh, you wrote it down?
You wrote it in the list.
I wrote it down because I was like, I knew this question was going
to
come up.
Okay, great. Just in case you had to pay for that as well.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
This might take a while.
Okay.
So I had a ham and cheese toasty, frosted flakes with vanilla yogurt and chia seeds, a ham, cheese, and salami toasty with some cucumber on the side, sparkling water, a latte, a long black, 2 poppy seed muffins, 1 cinnamon roll, 2 oranges, a handful of mini cookies, a glass of Stella Artois, and 2 pancakes with maple syrup.
Jeez. Wow.
And guess what? Virgin Australia sent through the bill for that.
$8,000.
I mean, so is there any lesson before we go? It'd be nice just to leave. I don't think we actually captured the lesson enough.
He's basically lobbed it up for you to take and be able to deliver a nice piece, a nice reflection.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
His limo's arrived.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, when you trash your mum's house, just bloody own it.
Wow. I mean, it's the new Corey Worthington, isn't it?
He'd be great on Cameo, actually. Yeah. Corey Worthington.
Do you know about Corey Worthington, Marina?
The party boy.
Yeah.
The infamous party boy.
Oh, that's amazing that you actually know. Mate, how do you.
He's universal.
Head of Cameo. You got to know. You got to be across this shit.
That's great.
Is he going to be on Cameo? He would actually be a good one.
He would be good. His story took off in the US whenever it happened.
Ah, okay.
Have you got Egg Boy?
Yeah, Will Connolly.
We caught up with him yesterday.
Great kid. Great.
Yeah. He'd be good. Oh, is he doing egg-related content?
He's trying to shake.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay. Maybe I won't call him Egg Boy anymore.
Yeah. I called him Will when I met him.
Yeah. Will.
Sorry. Will. Whoops. All right, Dil. We'll say goodbye to you. Enjoy. Take some photos of the Uber Lux.
Yeah.
And
I will.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just still processing. So
we'll see you tomorrow, mate.
All right. Cool. Have fun. Okay. Say hi to Ben for us too.
Oh, I will.
And say thank you to Trev.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you say thank you.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, good. All right. Thanks, Dil. There we go. I mean,
Did we need to tell him that a thank you has to be outside of the podcast where he just said thank you?
Yeah, I think he thought he covered it then.
Oh, God. That's a clusterfuck.
Isn't it? Like, it's pretty – it's –
we all got to learn somehow.
Yeah.
We got to learn
somehow. Have you done anything like that in your life, Marina? Any time where it's like you thought something was free and you ended up getting a big bill?
Well, in his defense, the pharmacy thing at the chemist, that is a bit confusing when they put it in your prescription in a plastic basket.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right, what do I do with this now? Like,
yeah.
The customer service there is just next level.
Chicago, are you having to pay for it before you get given the plastic thing?
You have to wait in line and then you're given the prescription and you pay for it.
Okay, yeah. Here we wait in line, give it over, and they just give you the thing to take to the counter.
But I was in my on my honeymoon in Kauai, while back, and I ordered a Diet Coke with lunch. Yeah. I ordered 3 Diet Cokes. I don't know why I was having 3 Diet Cokes at the time, but that was what I had for my lunch.
Let loose.
And I got the bill and it was $18
just
for 3 Diet Cokes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, that's a thing. That's one thing about the US with the, a lot of places obviously do the bottomless, you can have as much as you want, pay once. But
I think there is just a general knowledge that we need to possess to get through life. And it's understanding that if your card's not attached to it, whose is?
Because you need to have these mistakes, right? Like 97's here smug laughing. He hasn't fucking lived the suburb right? Yeah. So
left.
Left.
He hasn't left the
car. Right. I'm God, still
he got rattled. You. He got you there. He did. What a little prick. I mean, glad you haven't made those mistakes. We can all learn from Dil's mistakes. That's his next book.
No, but I actually, when I was in Vegas, I spent, why is that funny?
No, he's still figuring it out.
You're still figuring. So that's the title of 3D Dil's book. He actually released a book. How about this? The day that he released his book, he self-published on Amazon. 3D Dil, our intern.
No way.
He's a little go-getter.
Yeah.
How did you find him, or did he?
He found us. So we've got a mate, Matt Diavella, who's got a big YouTube channel. He did the documentary Minimalism on Netflix, and Dil followed Matt, and we were on Matt's podcast, and then he's like, hey, I want to come to Australia and intern. And at first we're like, Surely that's not going to happen.
Yeah, what could go wrong? You know,
yeah, exactly. And then here we are. And so, but
he's at the back end of his trip. He's been great.
But he had to go to emergency. He had to go to hospital.
Mm-hmm. Nearly cut his thumb off. Like legit, like 12 stitches. Yeah. Like horrible. Yeah.
And so that was annoying. So this is this whole thing.
It's also annoying.
It's all these things are learnings, aren't they?
They're very much.
Like this is the last internship we'll be doing. but when I was in Vegas, why is everyone laughing at that? I'm trying to be assertive. Last one. When I was in Vegas, had smoothies, and they asked, "Oh, do you want to add blueberries to your smoothie? I could really recommend the blueberries."
Yes.
That's
nice.
Two smoothies with the blueberries, $60 Australian. Oh. Like you never assume to ask like how much are the blueberries. Nah, I think the blueberries were like $10.
$50.
Yeah. Give it to them. It's a good upsell.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Blueberries is
misleading.
I mean, the tipping thing, right? Like tipping in the US is, I find, extremely hard. I'd prefer just that everyone got paid fairly and we didn't have to worry about it. What's your perspective on tipping?
That's a big question. Well, being from the US, I mean, we're used to tipping, right? So everyone tips. You go out to eat, you tip. You know, if you're at a hotel, someone puts your suitcase up, you tip them.
Could you imagine we had to do tipping on that?
God, met that service that was, you know, that poor person having to bring in truckloads of food.
Yeah, six people to get the croissant.
40% tip for that.
Yeah. And so, what's your take?
But what is it here? Like, what's the protocol?
You don't tip. Like, if you're wealthy enough to go to an expensive restaurant and you are wealthy, tip. So most times it is expensive. But if you are going, it's your first time, you can't afford to tip, but you can afford to go and treat your family or whatever, don't bother tipping. Because people are making $17 to $25 an hour at these places.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's what I always feel is whenever I'm like, this hospitality, I'm normally thinking they're probably making the same as what I'm making. But obviously the US is very different. There's like a much, like people can get paid like $4 or something, can't they, an hour, and then they get the rest made up in tips.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're waiting tables, you know, you're maybe making, I don't even know what minimum wage is now, but making that. So you're making most of your money in tips.
Yeah. Did you ever do hospitality?
I did. I hosted at a restaurant and I waited tables for several years.
Was it a diner or what was it?
Oh, it was like a family restaurant. It's called Hackney's, if anyone's ever been there in Chicago. Yeah.
Hackney's.
What are they? I love American like food experiences, specifically diners.
Yeah, we love
diners. That's why I have this cup. It reminds me of being in a diner.
Well, they're known for their burgers, but the one thing they do that was delicious but totally disgusting, they had a thing called an onion loaf.
Oh, sounds good.
They would take onions and put them in flour and then make like a brick out of it, and they would put it in the deep fryer, and so you would get this giant onion loaf delivered to your table.
It's like the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
At Outback Steakhouse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very delicious.
Where else have you worked in your life?
Oh, so I've worked in venture capital for a while. So in Chicago, I think I mentioned I worked for the founders of Groupon at a venture capital firm called Lightbank. Was there for a while, and then worked at another firm in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah. I think Australians are quite across the names of towns. Like there's probably more in Australia that I haven't heard of, little towns and stuff.
Well, even Bree was saying, we're watching a video this morning on YouTube, and it was like a road trip in the US, and Bree's like, got to go back and do a road trip. And I have done so many more road trips in the US. Like I've done East Coast, I've done West Coast, but I've barely driven. I've driven more like within our business.
Australians tend to go overseas, and when you speak to Americans, what I've found is they're like, "Yeah, I've traveled, and it's all interstate because there's, it's like it's amazing. You go to Florida, you go over to New York. It's like polar opposites, snow locations. It's got a lot of that. So you just stay in your own country.
I mean, did you, when you were coming to Australia, had you been already like outside of career type stuff?
Yeah, I'd been here for work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd worked here years ago. And I was in Darwin, Adelaide, Alice Springs.
God, you've been to places that we
lots
haven't.
Of different places. Yeah.
Oh, that's super interesting.
And I've got some family in Sydney. So it was fun to reconnect with them.
Yeah. You've got that external perspective on things. What are some of the, like, there's the obvious shit about Melbourne, about coffee, and we all wear black.
We're in a rock.
And there's this, yeah, exactly.
All
and
black. It's all black. Black, all black. Black weather. Car.
Yeah. I mean, I think black's good. Black.
Only uses Uber Lux.
Yeah, I mean, Dill was picked up that from Sony. Yeah, Uber Lux. What the fuck is Uber Lux?
Sydney have different Ubers. They had like a whole bunch of different ones.
I'm glad Uber Heli wasn't available. Rocked on a helicopter.
The little twerp.
Little twerp is a great description at the moment. What are some of the not obvious things for our international listeners about Melbourne that you can share?
Well, ordering a coffee is difficult. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know that. Yeah. So it took me a while to figure out, like, okay, this is a latte, this is a flat white. Mm-hmm.
Americano is like a long black or something similar.
Yeah, long black.
So what is your coffee order?
I do flat white.
Flat white. That's normal a very Aussie coffee. That's
or almond milk, or what are you? What sort of milk?
I just regular milk. I used to do almond milk, but
what happened?
I just think regular milk tastes better.
Yeah, it does. It's more naughty. I like it. I mean, if you can deal with it, some people just don't have any problem with drinking lactose.
I don't have any problem, but I just like, I got on like almond milk. There's a specific one called Milk Lab, which is like it's the barista's preferred almond milk.
I had a good oat chat this morning getting my coffee.
Oh, really?
Oat milk is quite popular in the States. We found it in LA.
Yeah, in LA, heaps of people.
It's really popular now.
Yeah. And so I think it's making its way here. I remember drinking it years ago in protein smoothies and stuff.
Well, I was saying yesterday on the show that I went to a cafe in the city. That's another interesting thing about international people coming to Australia. When I worked at a tech company, all the international people thought that they needed to live in the CBD. They all like move into the like apartments in the city, which is like such a different experience to like the standard Melbourne experience.
Totally.
But I was in the city and got a coffee, and they actually had the iPad outside the cafe. And so you like order it yourself. Like it wasn't like even a user experience like, oh, this is like a nice customer. I was literally using like a, like I was using their system.
I was using
their back end to like, I was like, it was outrageous.
But and I mean, then he made it himself. Yeah. Is the service better in the States, do you think, because of, you know, needing to be tipped and those kind of things? Do you think it creates a better environment for hospo?
It depends really where you are. I think it may be a bit more rushed in the States, you know, because they want to get you in and out. Whereas here, they'll kind of let you hang out.
You can see enjoy the cafe all day. Yeah.
Mm. Talking about in and out, burger. It's a sort of a contentious issue in regard. Some people hate in and out. Other people love it.
We don't associate with anyone who hates it. To be honest.
No. Okay, you like in and out?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Between five guys, in and out,
Shake Shack,
what is it for you?
Well, Shake Shack, they weren't in Chicago for a while. So I think the first Shake Shack was maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that was a big deal when they came to Chicago, like huge deal. People really love it. Every time I'm in California, I get in and out. It's just so good.
Yeah. I love that LAX spot, like next to the airport.
We did a podcast.
Yeah, episode 200.
On the sign. Yeah. Welcome to Los Angeles. It was so good. Watching the planes fly over, in and out behind.
It's quite a noisy location to do a
podcast. Definitely. But,
it was worth it. Yeah, so out of all of those ones then, Five Guys, you can get peanuts at Five Guys, I think.
Five Guys, it's a little greasier, right? At Five Guys.
What about Whataburger? Have you ever had Whataburger?
I've never had Whataburger.
Really? I got so pumped once when I did a Whataburger Instagram post and like Whataburger wrote to me and said, can we use this?
I wonder if you have more knowledge.
You're an influencer. You can be on Cameo.
No, they never actually used it.
Your knowledge of the burgers, I think that people live, if you live in California, In-N-Out is just Macca's. You know, it's been there for a long time. And we have it. Like, there's an In-N-Out pop-up that comes to Australia.
Do you know why the pop-up comes to Australia?
No, I don't know the story.
Trademarks. So basically they need to be in business here. They need to basically show that they're doing something so that they can retain their trademark.
They do a pop-up, sells out. Like, there's lines for days. It's
so
crazy.
People see the pop-up and they're like, oh, they must be about to come or whatever. Yeah. But it's actually just them sort of
sucked in and you have to pay for it. Deal. Yeah. It's not just a pop-up. It's not a free store, bro.
The but Krispy Kreme was huge when it came to I lined up. I was a little fat kid.
I told my brother that you ate two dozen.
Yeah, I did. The shock.
He said he was a machine, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, it was because I had like a dozen glazed and then a dozen assorted.
Oh. But, Josh was much heavier than he is. So now he's a lean machine weapon.
Yeah, it was outright. But I actually got angry at the at the server because they were limiting the amount that you could buy.
To 24?
No, to, two dozen. But yeah. I wanted 3 dozen. And so I ended up turning around to the person behind and said, "How many are you ordering?" And he said, "One." I said, "I'll take his." There's a 14-year-old kid going absolutely apeshit. That's what happens when you're high on sugar all the time. But yeah. What was that for you? Was there anything that came to Chicago that was sort of a big deal, fanfare?
I think Shake Shack would have probably been it. What was Potbelly's was started in Chicago. I don't know if you guys know that. Mm. Yeah. But that was a big deal when it kind of started expanding. It was a sandwich shop.
Well, Chicago, I went to Chicago and for a conference and everyone was going for the deep pan pizza.
Yeah.
But the waits, like one thing that I don't do, like baby doesn't wait. I don't like lining up for shit. And unfortunately there was like, it's one of those cases where conferences end late. Like even last night.
Yeah.
That was late.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Baby was grumpy this morning.
We're enjoying the conversation. It's late. It's super late. Like I go to bed at 9:30.
Okay.
But if you get home at 9.
And if you get home at 9, it's like you're wired. Yeah, and then like before you know it, you go to bed at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm very tired. But but my point was that the deep pan, I never got to experience it because everyone was like, they arrived at the restaurant at 10.
Americans are great at lining up.
It's like a 40-minute wait.
It happens, right?
We just love waiting for bad food. Although it's good food, just bad for you.
Oh, it's delicious.
Marina, thank you so much. We have ambushed you and it's been your first podcast. So
yeah,
that it could be on the Daily Talk Show. Cameo on the Daily Talk Show.
What are you excited about with Cameo? What should we, like as podcasters and what we're doing, we were talking about like actual content. Like, is it okay for us if we were to get some famous person to do something on Cameo? The licensing allowed, like, because I know radio stations do this all the time. They'll grab a bit and broadcast it. Mm. Is that against the terms of service or can you actually do that?
So you can't actually use Cameos for promotional purposes right now. But, I mean, you can. A lot of radio shows will actually just like book cameos for content.
And so they can then use that like.
Are you telling them? So if you're communicating to, you know, Chris D'Elia, "Hey bro, we need a shout out for radio station Melbourne, blah, blah, blah."
Is the assumption.
50, he's expensive.
Oh, 50K. Yeah. He's just doing that as a joke.
Yeah.
Have you listened to his podcast?
He's funny. And I've listened to his stand up. Got it on Netflix.
He's great. But his whole thing was like he got booked for these $1,000 things and he's like, hang on. I want to do one of these at 50K.
That's a good way. I mean, there was a bunch of apps.
He'll get it. Some rich dude will,
iPhone app. So it was literally an iPhone app, which was like it was when the App Store first launched. It was like the $1,000 app and it did nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a flex. Yeah. So you could be like, look, I bought the look how much I'm wasting.
So if we wanted a bunch of people to do a shout out for the show, can we use it in our video for, say, use it in a podcast? Because I'm sure that's happening a lot more.
Like if you want it for promotional material, to promote the Daily Talk Show, we're kind of working on some things like that now. Mm. So we just did a really cool video with, have you guys heard of Kool-Aid? Is that? The Kool-Aid,
as
you know,
in
the
cordial.
Drink,
yeah,
the Kool-Aid, red drink that, and they had the man in the pitcher. And
we're always
really
drinking
popular.
The Kool-Aid,
yeah, the Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah.
So Kool-Aid just booked for Kool-Aid Day. They just booked 8 of our talent, and they remade their song using Cameo. It was That's really cool. neat. You should check it out.
Who's the coolest Aussie that people are getting behind on Cameo?
So in Melbourne, Christian Hall's really big.
Yeah, he's a good friend of ours. Yeah,
he's really great.
He actually talked about Cameo on like episode 80.
Yeah. Well, he does Trish. Gets in the week.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
We love Christian. There's Aussie Man Reviews. Do you know him?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's really good on Cameo. Alex Williamson. He's a comedian in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. They love him. Hannah Farrier. She's actually in a really big reality show that's popular in the U.S. called Below Deck.
Cool.
Yeah, and we've got like Nick Cummins. He's big. Billy Brownless. They love him.
Oh yeah, Billy. Billy Brownless. I worked on his radio show when I was a little 19-year-old kid, but I still knew that you don't buy shit and you don't take shit from minibar at that age. But they used to send me out around Melbourne, and I'd be asking people questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The young buck.
Well, we were getting some thank you cards printed that we want to send. Like when we have someone on the show or whatever, we want to write it. But we didn't actually consider apology cards.
Oh yeah,
we need some cards every time one of our interns fucks up. We need to like write a note. Anyway, we can maybe just get him to cross out. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you for coming.
How does this happen? How does Dill spend $180-something and somehow this is what we are all enabling Dill? Think about it. He gets to fly business. He gets Lux Uber. He eats what he wants when he wants. And poor Dill, can you believe it? It's pretty rich, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. That's great.
Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. How could Dill pay Trev back for the cost? I'm interested. Maybe you could – we can't mow lawns or anything.
Services.
Yeah, maybe some design work.
Yeah, there's definitely some kind of – some. It's contra by a bloody accident. He didn't want to have to spend the cash.
Yeah.
But now he's spent it to get it.
Yeah.
He's just paid for his services, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need to sort something out.
Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Catch ya.